感谢主耶稣看顾我们大家平安的聚集啊，来敬拜神。
Thank God for His protection that we all can gather here to worship Him.
我们常常会讲一句开玩笑的话，说我们来喝咖啡吧。
Often we'll have a saying, "Come have a coffee."
那我就问他说，为什么要喝咖啡
？Why drink coffee?
他们就会套一句说喝咖啡大和解。
They will say, "We'll come and gather together."
因为呢，喝咖啡让大家的心情愉快。
Because drinking coffee will lighten everyone's heart.
那么心情愉快就能够把之间的一些怨一些仇恨呢化解开了。
When everybody's heart is lightened, they can put away their hatred and grudges.
所以我们就在喝咖啡的时候重新来和好。
So they can reconcile through a cup of coffee.
其实呢，这句话也不只是我们一般的俗话而已。
And this saying is not ordinary.
我们看到圣经里面也是有这样的一种精神。
Because it is also mentioned in the Bible.
我们请看诗篇二十三篇。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 23.
诗篇二十三篇呢，我们一般都知道这是神是我的牧者的诗歌。
And we know Psalm 23 is about the Lord is my shepherd.
神要看顾我使我不致缺乏。
The Lord will guide me in the path of righteousness.
那么接着下来就有很多很多神的带领跟看顾。
And following that, there's a lot of protection of the Lord.
特别到第五节。
Especially verse 5.
在这里说，在我敌人面前，你为我摆设筵席。
Verse 5, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。
You anointed my head with oil, with oil.
这个经文呢，我们一般在读的时候，也许会有一点疑问。
When we read this passage, we might have some questions.
在敌人面前，应该是很紧张。为了要打仗，为了要保护自己，是非常的紧张的气氛。
In the presence of the enemies, we should be frightened, and it's a stressful situation.
可是要在敌人面前还可以摆设宴席，这是一个非常不容易的事情。
But to prepare a table before our enemies is not an easy task.
在敌人面前怎么吃得下饭，怎么喝得下水呢
？How can we eat and drink in front of our enemies？
所以呢，这个经文一刚开始的时候，觉得很纳闷，那这样的话，那代表神要看顾我们要让我们打胜仗，来打败敌人这是一个信心的一个宣告吧。
So at first, when we read this, we may be confused that how God is going to help us to be victorious over our enemies.
所以呢，也可以解释成说，在敌人面前，神为我摆设筵席，就是代表让我要打胜仗，要把敌人赶走了。
Another explanation, when God is preparing a meal before our enemies, means we will be victorious.
那我赢了以后，当然我就可以得到神使我的福杯满溢。
Once we attain victory, then our cup will overflow.
因为神要用油膏了我的头，让我没有任何的挂心挂虑了。
Because God will remove all the burden once He anointed our head with oil.
而且福杯满溢呢，不是满而已，而且还是溢出来。
And the cup is not just full, but overflow.
而这个溢出来呢，代表说超过我所求所想的。
And the overflow means it surpasses what we ask for.
因此呢，这个是神的一个带领跟看顾呢，超过我原来所期待的。
And this is a guidance and protection from God to surpass our expectation.
那么在前面这句话说，在敌人面前，神为我摆设宴席，到如何解释
？So how do we explain?That the Lord will prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies.
我们刚开始呢，是用那种打胜仗打败敌人这样的一种角度来解释。
Previously, I have explained in the victorious scenario for this passage.
因为在敌人面前还可以吃得下饭，是代表胜利跟平安。
Because to be able to eat and drink in front of our enemies, it represents peace.
可是呢，最近呢，我看了一本书他在介绍希伯来文的一个希伯来人的一个社会习惯。
And recently, I read a book about the life of a Hebrew.
也是包括阿拉伯人的一个习惯。
And it also includes the Arabic lifestyle.
会在两造之间呢，两个之间有仇恨的仇敌呢，会让他们来啊设摆筵席，让他们来和好。
And within these two, there are some grudges, but yet they can reconcile.
啊，那么这个啊，他们有一个名词呢，啊叫啊苏坎啊啊，这个名词就代表说这种和好的宴席啊，就称之为苏坎。
And there is a term called sukan, which is to reconcile.
所以呢，这个是用一种社会的习俗来解释的时候，又有不同的味道。
And this is explaining it through the culture and different lifestyle.
那么这个第五节就可以解释成说，在我敌人面前，你为我设摆宴，是一个和解的宴席。
So in verse 5, to prepare a meal before our enemies is also an act of reconciliation.
让我跟敌人不要再有仇敌了。
So that I will have no longer any grudge toward my enemies.
让我跟敌人重新和好了。
So that I can reconcile with my enemy.
因此呢，他们在啊阿拉伯人呐、啊、的这个和解的宴席上的时候，会有一个动作。
So when the Arabs when they have their meal, they have an action.
他们互相啊啊举杯啊，互相来祝福平安。
They will raise the cup and bless each other.
然后啊，要为自己所犯的错误要来承认错误，先认错。
And they will confess their wrongdoings.
以及他要为了自己所错误的部分来付出啊一定程度的一个啊赔偿。
And they will repay and be responsible for their wrongdoing.
那么在这两造啊之间呢、啊，两边呢、啊、都愿意承认自己的错，然后付出赔偿的时候，那这两个人就可以和解了。
When these two parties are willing to confess their wrongdoing, they are able to reconcile.
因为呢，在任何这样的一种啊所谓的敌对的状态之下呢，绝对不会只有一方啊完全正确，一方完全错误，很少是这种情形的。
Because in all cases, it's never one party is always at wrong.
啊，另外一方永远是对的。
Or another party is always right.
这是不太可能的。通常的情形都是这一边也对也错，另外一边也对也错。
This is not possible because both parties will bear some burden.
当然，也许会计算说，哦，啊，这个可能是几成啊，几多少比多少的一个对跟错之间的差别而已。
But we can also estimate that, this party may be more wrong than the other one.
像有一次呢，啊，我开车，啊，结果被另外一个车子来追撞，啊，撞到我的车子。
As last time, I encountered a car accident.
结果呢，那个车祸，我们就找警察啊来测量。啊，我们之间的这样的啊啊这种车祸的啊一个责任问题。
From that car accident, we asked the police to evaluate the accident.
结果警察测量啊啊的结果说啊，我有三成是错的，对方有70% 是错的。
And in the evaluation, I was only 30% wrong, and 70% goes to the other party.
所以呢，有时候我们要看到，这就是和解的一个方法。
So this is a way to reconcile.
两方面都愿意承认自己有某部分的错。
When both parties are willing to admit their wrong.
比如说夫妻的啊会吵架。
For example, husband and wife will have argument.
因为呢啊太太煮完了啊晚餐呢要等先生回来吃饭。
Because the wife have after cooking a meal is waiting for her husband.
她很认真的煮了一个非常丰盛的晚餐。
He cooked an abundant meal diligently.
可是呢我一直等啊八点九点十点。结果先生都没有回家。
But after waiting a long time, the husband have not returned.
等到十一点呢，才回到家里。
Until 11 p.m.
哇，这个太太就很生气，就骂先生。
So the wife become very angry and scold at the husband.
我这么辛苦为你准备晚餐，你竟然没有回家吃饭。
I've spent so much effort in cooking this meal, yet you did not return home.
结果呢，先生就解释说，哦，我今天工作很忙啊，我加班啊。
Then the husband will reply, I'm working overtime.
我加班是为了啊能够为公司的工作做得更好，而且可以得到更好的薪水收入。
I'm working overtime so that I can gain a promotion and better income for the family.
那我这么多的薪水我都是要给你用的啊。
And my income is for you to use.
哦，我都是为了你才加班的。
This is all for you.
啊，结果两边加起来都是对的。
So we can see that both parties is right.
太太是很辛苦准备晚餐是对的。
It is right for the wife to prepare the meal diligently.
先生呢，努力工作加班赚钱也是对的。
On the other hand, the husband is also right in working very hard in his job.
可是呢，两边也都错了。
At the same time, both sides is wrong.
太太呢，啊，她错了是说， 她为什么会没有啊这样的一种耐心来等待她先生回来
？The wife is wrong in the part of being impatient waiting for her husband.
如果她愿意等待，让她啊心里不要急躁，不要生气，来等她先生回来。
If she is willing to wait patiently.
能够设想她先生的工作非常繁忙，用体贴的心呢来对待。
And consider how hard her husband is working.
那么她的先生一定会受感动啊，然后以后就不会再这么晚回家。
Surely her husband will be moved and will not come home late.
可是呢，先生也是不对的。
But the husband is also wrong.
他加班是为了赚钱，是为了太太没有错。
Indeed, he's working hard overtime for the family.
可是他为什么不能够先打个电话通知太太呢？
But he should have called his wife.
如果他先打通电话了，那么他的太太就不会这么的着急，这么的生气。
If he called earlier, then his wife will not be that angry.
所以，做先生的只想到赚钱，可是却没有想到体贴太太在家里等待的着急。
Being focused in work only, the husband neglected his wife.
因此呢，这个争吵其实两边都对。可是两边也都不对。
So in this argument, we can see that both parties right and wrong.
所以我们有一句话说，如果这种情况之下，那两边啊各打五十大板。
So we can see that both sides is neither right or wrong.
所以我们要如何让两边能够重新和解
？So how can we reconcile both parties?
所以在这里说的，在敌人面前，神为我摆设和解的宴席。
So in this verse says, the Lord will prepare a table before us.
让我们在吃饭的时候。互相来认错
When we're eating, we're confessing our wrongdoing to each other.
然后我们愿意为自己所错的部分付出一部分的代价
And we're willing to be responsible for our wrongdoing.
而两边都愿意来做这件事情的时候，这个就是一个美好的一个和好的一个状况
And when both sides come to an agreement, this is a good scenario.
这就是呢神所祝福的一个最好的状况
And this is the best blessings from God.
我们知道呢，跟敌人之间呢。你要跟他征战是永远征战不完的。
And we know to battle it out with our enemy is always endless.
所以我们有句话说呢，冤冤相报何时了啊？如果你杀了他的敌人，这个敌人的儿子会来报仇。
And we know that there's a saying that revenge will go on forever. If we were to kill his son, the son will take revenge on us.
那么再来，我被杀了，结果我的儿子也为我报仇，来杀对方的儿子。
If I were killed, my son in turn will take my revenge.
结果呢，他的孙子也又报仇来杀我的儿子。
And again, his side's son will be vengeful also.
那么他的孙子来报仇杀我的儿子，我的儿子的儿子就是我的孙子又来报仇又杀了他的孙子。
And this goes on to the grandsons killing each other.
结果呢，一代一代互相杀杀杀杀，一直杀，永远杀不完的。
So there's always killing for generation and generation.
所以这就是报仇，永远是不会有结果的，不会有结束的一天。
So we can see that revenge is endless.
因此呢，最好的消灭敌人的方法，并不是把他杀了。
The best way to deal with our enemies is not to kill them.
而是把敌人变成朋友。
But to turn them into our friends.
因为变成朋友之后，你就永远不再有敌人。
When we befriend them, we will no longer have enemies.
从此以后，你真的就可以安安心心的过日子了。
From then on, we can live our life peacefully.
所以呢，真正神所最大的祝福就是把我们的敌人变成朋友，变成可以吃饭的伙伴。
So the greatest blessing from God is to turn our enemies into friends, and we can eat with them at the same table.
所以大卫写这首诗歌才会说，在我敌人面前，你为我设摆筵席。
Hence, David had written that you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
所以我跟我敌人就不再有仇恨了，我们可以和好的来吃饭了。
So that there's no longer hatred between me and my enemies.
我个人感觉到这样的一个解释呢，是一个更美好的一种和好的一个宴席。
And I think this explanation of reconciliation is very good.
因为让我们更加了解神的看顾呢，是最美好的。
And then we can come to understand that God's guidance is the best.
所以呢，消灭敌人并不是把他杀了并不是永远的只是得胜而已。
So to vanquish our enemies is not through killing.
不是只有为了得胜。
Only not only to be victorious.
而是能够把敌人变成朋友。
But rather to befriend them.
我们来讲一个例子，就是拉 啊，就是雅各跟以扫的故事，雅各跟拉班的故事。
We'll use an example regarding Esau and Jacob.
啊，我们先来看呢，啊，创世纪三十一章。
Turn to Genesis chapter 31.
这里是拉班呐，啊，他来追他的啊女婿雅各。
And this is the time when Laban is pursuing Jacob.
因为雅各逃离了啊他的岳父的家。
Because Jacob is fleeing from Laban.
他知道呢，拉班呢已经对他越来越不好了。
Because Jacob knows Laban is no longer being good to him.
脸色都不一样了。
He is changing his attitude toward him.
因此呢，神就对雅各说：“你就离开吧，到你父亲的家里去。”
So the Lord told Jacob to flee.
因此呢，雅各在半夜就赶快全家人就逃走了。
So in the middle of the night, Jacob brought his family and fled.
结果呢，到了第三天呢，拉班知道了，很生气。
And on the third day, when Laban realized this, he was very angry.
因此他就开始追追追，要把这个拉班啊，要把雅各给追回来。
And Laban began pursuing Jacob until he finds him.
可是呢，啊，在要追到啊雅各之前一天晚上，结果神先对拉班呐启示，对他显现。
But the night before Laban actually found Jacob, the Lord appeared to Laban.
而且对他说呢，你不可以对雅各呢说好说歹的，不可以对他做什么事情。
And the Lord said to Laban, you should not harm Jacob.
那我们来看三十一章。
Turn to chapter
32节。
31 verse 22.
三十一章二十二节。
Chapter 31 verse 22.
到了第三日，有人告诉拉班，雅各逃跑了。
On the third day, Laban was told that Jacob had fled.
拉班带领他的众弟兄去追赶，追了七日，在基列山就追上了。
Taking his relative with him, he pursued Jacob for 7 days and caught up with him in the hill country Gilead.
二十四节，夜间神到亚兰人拉班那里，在梦中对他说：“你要小心，不可与雅各说好说歹。”
Then God came to Laban an Aramean in the dream at night and said to him, "Be careful not to say anything to Jacob, either good or bad."
二十五节，拉班追上雅各，雅各在山上支搭帐篷，拉班和他的众弟兄也在基列山上支搭帐篷。
Verse 25, Jacob had pitched his tent in the hill country of Gilead when Laban overtook him, and Laban and his relatives camped there too.
这时候呢，拉班啊追赶雅各已经追了七天，快要追上了。
So we can see that Laban had pursued Jacob for more than 7 days.
那么快要追上的前一天晚上，神就对拉班显现。
The day before he reached Jacob, God appeared to him.
因为呢，神要看顾雅各。
Because God wanted to take care of Jacob.
所以他告诉拉班说：“你不要对雅各说一些不好的事情。”
So God said to Laban, "You should not say anything to Jacob."
因此呢，拉班呢，就后来就跟雅各见面的时候，
So when Laban met up with Jacob,
他就说了啊，神预先告诉我了不可以对你怎么样，要不然你这下子我一定会对你怎么样的。
And he told Jacob, God had already appeared to me and said that I should not say anything to you.
可是你为什么要这样偷偷的走开呢？
But why are you running off secretly?
结果呢，雅各就要做解释了。
So Jacob had to explain.
他说我在你家工作了快二十年了。
Jacob replied, I've been working at your place for 20 years.
为了你的两个女儿呢，我服侍你十四年。
For my two wives, I have worked for 14 years.
那么最后我为了照顾你的羊群呢，又服侍了你六年。
And I have taken care of your sheep for 6 years.
所以一共二十年了，在你家工作。
For in a total of 20 years, I have worked for you.
你又十次改了我的工价。
And you have changed my wages for 10 times.
所以现在呢，要不是神看过我的话，我真的是空手回来了。
If it isn't for God's guidance, I wouldn't came home empty-handed.
结果讲了这些之后呢，拉班只好跟他和好了。
So after saying this, Laban had no choice but to reconcile.
那两个人呢，就立一个要立约，要做和好的一个证据。
So the both of them made a covenant.
我们看四十四节。
Let's turn to verse 44.
创世纪三十一章四十四节。
Genesis chapter 31 verse 44.
来吧，你我二人可以立约，做你我中间的证据。
Come now, let's make a covenant, you and I.
雅各就拿一块石头立作柱子。
So Jacob took a stone and set it up as a pillar.
又对众弟兄说，你们堆聚石头，他们就拿石头来堆成一堆，大家便在旁边吃喝。
He said to his relative, gather some stones. So they took stones and piled them in a heap, and they ate there by the heap.
在这里呢，雅各跟拉班要立一个和好的约定。
So here, Laban and Jacob is setting up a covenant.
他们就拿了石头来堆聚起来。
They heap up stones.
然后就把这个石头当作一个证据。
And they use these stones as a covenant.
这是一个和好的一个证据。
And this is good evidence to show that they're reconciled.
因为这个石头不会腐烂。
Because the stone will not deteriorate.
代表他们的约定也不会也不会变不会失约不会变坏。
This also shows that their covenant is not changing.
因此呢，他们就堆聚石头，最后又在旁边吃喝，一个宴席。
Beside this heap of stone, they ate and drank.
我们看54节。
Let's read verse 54.
又在山上献祭，请众弟兄来吃饭。他们吃了饭，便在山上住宿。
He offered sacrifice there in the hill country and invited his relative to a meal.
在这里就记载了他们又是一起吃饭。
He records that again they ate together.
所以呢，雅各跟拉班和好了。
So Jacob and Laban had reconciled.
而在吃饭的时候呢，有这种和好的一种约定。
And through the meals, they were reconciled.
所以我们看到这就是圣经所当时的时代，他们有这种以宴席来做一种和好的的一种过程。
So in the Bible, we can see that through meals, they can reconcile with each other.
我们今天就是在吃饭的时候愿意来跟对方和好。
And today, we can also reconcile through meals.
而这样的一种精神延续到新约时代。
And such attitude persists on till the New Testament.
我们看到呢，主耶稣说了一个浪子的一个比喻。
Jesus has also mentioned a parable of the prodigal son.
因为这个浪子呢，他跟父亲要了财产。
Because the son wanted the inheritance of his father.
他说把我所应得的财产给我吧。
Please give me all my inheritance.
父亲呢，也熬不过他了，只好把财产给他了。
The father had no choice but to give him all his inheritance.
这个孩子出去之后就任意放荡，浪费资产。
And when this son went out, he spent all his money.
结果呢，一下子钱全部花光了。
And when he realized all his money was spent,
又很不幸的遇到那个地方有大饥荒。
And he was also misfortunate to run into famine.
他就很穷，又没有东西吃。
And he was living in a life of poverty.
最后只好投靠一个人。
And he only can rely on one
person. 而那个人让他去养猪做他的工作。
And that one person allowed him to work with the swine to earn some living.
结果这个浪子当时呢，肚子很饿连猪吃的东西他也没有人可以给他吃。
And at this time, aside from the food for the swine, the son had nothing else to eat.
终于他醒悟过来。
And at that time, he came to a realization.
他说，哎呀，我的父亲家里有多少的雇工，有多少的粮食，竟然我在这里饿死吗？
And he said that at my father's house there's so many hired men and food there. Am I going to starve to death here?
我应该回到我父亲那里去。
I should return to my father.
说我不配再做你的儿子了。
That I'm no longer worthy to be your son.
你就把我当做一个雇工好了。
Please treat me as a hired man.
真的呢，这个浪子就回头了。
So the son returned.
结果他父亲在远远的地方就看见这个儿子回来。
So when the father saw the son from far away.
就动了慈心跑过去把他抱起来。
His heart was moved, and he went to embrace him.
哇，这个时候呢，父亲非常的高兴看到儿子回来。
And the father was overjoyed to see his son returning.
当然呢，儿子知道说他是一个浪子，他是一个做了很多得罪父亲的事情。
Of course, we know this prodigal son had done many bad things.
他说：“我从今以后不配再做你的儿子了。”
And the son even said, "I'm no longer worthy to be your son."
可是呢，父亲却还是要接纳他。
But the father still accepted him.
我们来看父亲怎么做呢？
We can see how what the father did.
我们看路加福音十五章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 15.
路加福音十五章二十二节。
Luke chapter 15, verse 22.
路加福音十五章二十二节。
Luke chapter 15, verse 22.
父亲却吩咐仆人说，把那上好的袍子快拿出来给他穿，把戒指戴在他指头上，把鞋穿在他脚上。
Verse 22, but the father said to his servant, quick, bring the best robe and put it on him, put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet.
23节，把那肥牛犊牵来宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐。
23, bring the fattened calf and kill it, let's have a feast and celebrate.
因为我这儿子是死而复活，失而又得的，他们就快乐起来。
24, for this son of mine was dead and is alive again, he was lost and is found, so they began to celebrate.
儿子说，我不配做你的儿子了。
The son said, I'm no longer worthy to be a son.
可是父亲呢，还是接纳他。
But his father still accepted
him. 就把上好的袍子拿出来给他穿。
And he clothed him with the best robe.
因为呢，这个上好的袍子呢，是只有儿子啊的身份才可以穿的。
And the best robe can only be clothed on the son.
因为一个仆人呢，他是不能穿啊这种外袍，仆人只能穿这个短袍啊，就是工作的服装而已。
And the servant, aside from the rag they can wear, they can never wear the best robe.
而这样的上好的袍子是儿子的身份才可以穿的。
And the best robe is only suitable for a son.
所以代表了父亲还是承认这个儿子做他的儿子，而不是仆人。
So this shows that the father still accepted his son as his own son.
再来呢，又把鞋子给他穿在脚上。
And next, he also put on the sandals for him.
而这个鞋子呢，也是只有儿子的身份才可以穿的。
And the sandals is also only suitable for the son.
因为在当时的社会里面呢，仆人呢，他们没有资格穿鞋子，他们都是打赤脚工作。
Because at the time, servants or slaves are not worthy to wear sandals.
因此呢，这只有儿子的身份才可以穿鞋子。
And only son can wear sandals.
所以我们看到父亲呢，要把上好的袍子跟鞋子呢，来给他穿戴，这就代表说还是接纳他作为他的儿子的身份。
So from the father's action by putting on the best robe and the sandal for his son, we can see that his father is accepting him.
再来呢，又把戒指戴在他的指头上。
And next, he also placed a ring on his finger.
这个戒指呢，在当时的时代呢，它也是一个印章的一个的一种工具。
And the ring is also a signet.
因为呢，他去街上买东西的时候，可以用这个戒指盖个印章，代表说这是我。买的东西，那我父亲会来付钱。
And the ring can also be used as a signet when they're purchasing to show that their father can pay for the transaction.
所以现在父亲呢，把戒指也给他戴了，代表说他可以用这个戒指去消费，可以买任何的东西。
So with this ring on his finger, he can go out and buy things.
而父亲会来替他付这些债务。
And his father is willing to pay for the debt.
这也代表父亲对这个儿子又是信任的。
So this shows that the father trusts his son.
虽然他之前呢，跟父亲要财产。
So at first, the son wanted his father's inheritance.
而且把财产都花光了。
And spent all the money.
都浪费掉了。
And wasted all the money.
可是现在父亲还是相信他，已经悔改了，已经要重新开始做人了。
Yet his father trusted in him that he had repented and willing to renew.
因此又相信他，把戒指又给他戴上，让他又可以任意的去消费。
And trusted him enough to give him the ring.
那这样的一种动作，代表了父亲要跟儿子和好了。
And this action showed reconciliation.
所以到二十三节说，把肥牛犊牵来宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐。
So in verse 23, bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate.
这个吃喝快乐又是一个宴席。
To celebrate and have a feast, this is also a way to celebrate.
而这样的一种宴席就是让他们和好了。
And such feast is help them to help them reconcile.
所以呢，父亲跟儿子又重新恢复他们原来的关系。
So the father and son have built up their relationship again.
虽然这个儿子以前是浪费不尊敬父亲不听父亲的话。
Though in the past, this son is disrespectful and is dishonor his father.
这个是算呢。违背了第五条诫命。
This is going against the fifth commandment.
可是现在呢，父亲还是愿意接纳他，重新回来。
Yet his father is willing to accept him.
因此呢，才有最后这样的一个和好的宴席。
So at the end, we can see this reconciliation through the meal.
所以今天呢，我们呢在神面前，我们得到神的啊宽恕。
So in front of God, we receive His forgiveness.
借着耶稣基督的救恩，所以让我们跟神之间和好了。
Through His salvation, we are reconciled.
我们要像这个浪子一样啊，愿意回头来到神的面前。
We should be like this prodigal son who is willing to go back.
神就跟我们要有和好的宴席。
God will have a feast with us.
那我们人跟人之间呢，我们也要和好。
And between human relation, we should also have good relationship.
他的大儿子呢，却很生气。
His elder son is very angry.
他的大儿子反而啊，不愿意回家。
The elder son refused to go home.
他说，他对父亲说了，我服侍你这么多年，你却我从来没有违背过你的命令。
The older brother said to the father, I have served you for so many years, and yet you never treat me right.
可是你从来没有给我一只山羊羔啊，让我跟朋友们一起来吃喝快乐。
You never give me a young goat to celebrate with my friends.
可是现在你这个儿子呢啊，吞吃了你的产业，结果他一回来，你就为他宰杀了啊牛犊啊，给他吃啊。
Yet you have the son who has squandered your property, and you still accepted him?
这个大儿子呢，却不说这是我的兄弟，他说这是你的儿子啊。
This older brother didn't say this is my brother, but rather this is your son.
所以他已经把他切割开了，这是你的儿子，跟我没有关系的。
So he has separated his relationship with his brother.
因此呢，啊，父亲就对他说，儿子啊，你常常和我同在啊。
So the father replied, my son, you are always with me.
我一切所有的都是你的。
And everything I have is yours.
只是你的这个弟兄啊，他是死而复活，失而复得的。
Because this brother of yours was dead and now is alive again.
所以父亲呢，重新又在提醒这个大儿子说，这是你的兄弟呀。
Again, this father reminded this older brother that this is your brother.
我们看到这个不一样的称呼啊，这代表不一样的心情。
So we can see a different title holds different attitude.
也是啊，大儿子就说，这是你的儿子，这不是我的兄弟。
The older brother may say, "This is your son. He is not my
brother." 可是父亲提醒他说，这是你的兄弟，不只是我的儿子呢，也是你的兄弟呀。
But the father reminded him, "This is not only my son. He is also your brother."
因此呢，我们要欢喜快乐，他回来了。
So we should be joyful that he is returning.
这个大儿子最后有没有进来吃饭呢？我们看不到。
At the end, whether this older brother had came back home to eat, we don't know.
这大儿子有没有因为父亲的这样的一个解释而明白而接纳这个兄弟呢？我们也不知道结果是如何。
Whether this older son understood his father's encouragement or not, we don't know.
圣经没有啊，主耶稣没有最后把这个大儿子有没有改变态度啊，有没有跟啊这个小儿子呢啊这个浪子来和好呢？却没有做这样的一个结尾。
And Jesus did not conclude.Whether this older son and the younger son had reconciled or not.
因此呢，我从这个没有结尾的啊，这个结尾啊，来思想啊，主耶稣要让我们去思想，我们不只是跟人和好啊，我们不只是跟天父和好，我们要努力的跟人和好。
And this from this inconclusive conclusion, we can see that God is reminding us that we should have good relationship with God as well as the people around us.
所以呢，大儿子跟这个浪子呢，这个弟弟两个人也是要和好的。
So both of these brothers should be reconciled.
父亲都跟儿子和好了。
The father and the son had reconciled.
可是哥哥跟弟弟却不和好，那这样仍然是让父亲难过的。
But if both brothers are not reconciled, then this will cause sorrow upon their father.
今天我们的天父啊，跟我们和好了。
Today, our heavenly father had reconciled with us.
可是他更希望看到我们兄弟姐妹之间的和好。
And he hoped for us to reconcile among with the brothers and sisters.
因为呢，这个大儿子啊，仍然呢、啊，一直觉得这个小儿子呢，做很多不对的事情。
Because the elder son always think that the younger son is doing many bad things.
他当然呢，有很有大的资格可以来啊，审判这个小儿子，这个弟弟的。
And he thinks he has the right to judge his little brother.
但是呢，天父还是提醒他说，这是你的兄弟。
But Heavenly Father still reminded him that he is your brother.
我们今天呢，在神面前，我们都是弟兄姐妹。
In the Lord, we are all brothers and sisters.
因为这位神是我们的天父。
Because our Heavenly Father is our Father.
他是我的爸爸，也是你的爸爸。
He is my Father as well as yours.
所以我们是弟兄姐妹的关系。
So we have the relationship of brothers and sisters.
那既然是弟兄姐妹呢，我们就应该要和好的。
Since we are brothers and sisters, we should reconcile with each other.
我们知道呢，兄弟呢，常常也会有口角，也会会争吵。
We know there will be quarrel among brothers.
我记得我小时候呢，我上面有一个哥哥，有三个姐姐，我是最小的。
And I remember that I have one older brother and three older sisters.
在从小的成长过程呢，我也跟我哥哥也打架。
And as we're growing up, I remember we quarrel and fight.
可是打完以后呢，隔天还是兄弟啊，还是睡在上下铺。
But the following day, we are still best friends.
我们还是要讲话。
We still talk.
结果我们还是兄弟的。
We are still brothers.
我们还是不可能切割开的。
We are never segregated.
他还是我的哥哥，我还是他的弟弟。
He is my brother as well as he calls
me a brother. 所以父亲提醒这个大儿子说：“这是你的兄弟呀。”
So this is how the father reminded his son that you guys are brothers.
因此呢，我们虽然吵架了，可是我们还是和好的。
Though we fight and argue, we reconcile.
因为我们还是在一个父亲的家里面。
Because we are under the roof of our father.
我们的关系是没有办法切割的。
Our relationship can never be segregated.
所以呢，天父还是希望大儿子跟他这个小儿子要和好。
So the Heavenly Father wishes for both brothers to reconcile.
只是圣经里面没有记载。
It's just that in the Bible, it never records.
所以这成为我们要努力的目标。
So this is something worthy for us to pursue.
只是呢，我们要如何愿意的谦卑自己，说我自己已经得神的祝福了，那我要接纳那个浪子。
This is a matter of how we can humble ourselves to receive God's blessing.
或者是这个浪子更谦卑的知道，我是一个不配做儿子的人，我今天能够得到接纳，是感谢神。
As the same token for the prodigal son to be humble and realize he is unworthy.
他要感谢父亲，也感谢他的大哥。
He must thank his father as well as his older brother.
所以最后呢，我们要到天国的时候，我们有天上的宴席。
So at the end, when we reach the heavenly kingdom, there will be a feast for us.
我们来看启示录。
Let's turn to Revelation.
启示录十九章。
Chapter 19.
启示录十九章第六节。
Revelation chapter 19, verse 6.
启示录十九章第六节。
Revelation chapter 19 verse 6.
我听见好像群众的声音，众水的声音，大雷的声音，说哈利路亚，因为主我们的神全能者作王了。
Then I heard the sound like a great multitude, like a roar of rushing waters, and like loud peals of thunder, shouting, Hallelujah, for our Lord God Almighty reigns.
我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，新妇也自己预备好了。
Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory, for the wedding of the Lamb has come and his bride has made herself ready.
就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣，这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
Fine linen, bright and clean, was given her to wear. Fine linen stands for the righteous acts of the saints.
天使吩咐我说，你要写上凡被请赴羔羊之婚宴的有福了。又对我说，这是神真实的话。
Then the angel said to me, Write, blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb. And he added, These are the true words of God.
所以呢，我们再看十七节。
Let's skip to verse 17.
我又看见一位天使站在日头中，向天空所飞的鸟大声喊着说，你们聚集来赴神的大宴席。
And I saw an angel standing in the sun who cried in a loud voice to all birds flying in mid-air, Come gather together for the great supper of God.
所以呢，将来在天上呢，有宴席，这是一个基督的婚宴。
We know that in the end, in heaven, we will have a supper with God, which is a feast.
这也是我们跟神之间的和好的宴席。
And this is a process of reconciliation between us and God.
也是人跟人之间和好的宴席。
Also, reconciliation between us and other people.
所以将来我们在天上都有宴席。
So at the end, we'll all have a feast.
所以今天呢，在教会里面，我们就有一起擘饼一起吃饭的宴席。
So in church, we always fellowship with one another and eat.
因此我们在安息日中午，我们在教会用餐，一起来享受这个宴席。
Especially in Sabbath, we have lunch together.
这好像是在地如天。
This is like heavens on earth.
让我们在地上的宴席。能够来想象将来的天上也有同样的宴席。
If we enjoy our feast on earth, we will surely enjoy this feast in heaven.
所以主耶稣呢，他参加当时的一个宴席迦南的宴席。
When Jesus attended a feast in Cana.
那么在那里行了第一个神迹。
He performed his first miracle.
就是把水变成酒。
to turn water into wine.
因为他们的酒已经用完了。
Because their wine had ran out.
就主耶稣呢，还是行了神迹，来让他们的宴席能够继续下去，得到美好的结果。
Yet Jesus had performed this miracle to allow the feast to go on.
那主耶稣也用很多婚宴来做比喻。
And Jesus had also used many parables through feasts.
就像一个主人他有一个婚宴，要请客人来参加。
For example, there's a master who's having a feast and he's inviting guests.
可是有些人被邀请的却不愿意来，找了各种借口拒绝来。
But there are some people who receive the invitation and refuse to come.
但是呢，耶稣就说，那些人就不要了，就找另外一些人。
Then the master said, we'll not invite them, we'll invite someone else.
所以耶稣呢，也常常用婚宴来做比喻。
So Jesus will use wedding banquet as a parable.
所以今天呢，我们从旧约一直到新约，都谈到这个宴席上的和好。
So from Old Testament till New Testament talks about the feast of reconciliation.
将来在天上还有和好的宴席。
In heaven, we'll also have this feast of reconciliation.
我相信呢，这是主耶稣呢对我们一个非常美好的一个祝福。
And I believe this is the greatest blessing from God.
因为呢，在宴席的时候呢，是人最轻松最愉快的时候。
Because when we're having feasts, this is our most happy moment.
我听说呢，有很多的商业界的朋友们呢，他们要去洽谈一个生意，也是在宴席当中能够完成的这样的约定。
And I heard in the business world, many business partners will talk about business over a meal.
因为在宴席的时候是欢喜快乐的很容易就签约了。
And over a meal, they will be very happy to sign their contract.
这就是呢宴席当中所带来的美好的结果。
And this is the result of the feast that can.
所以今天呢，我们查考了圣经的这样的一个精神。
So after studying this attitude.
所以我们今天呢，也不是只是为了吃饭而吃饭。
We're not just eating for the sake of eating.
因为如果只是吃饭而吃饭呢，那只是吃了肚子而已后来就上厕所就拉掉了。
If we're just eating for the sake of eating, then we're just filling our stomach, and then once we go to
washroom,
it's done.
可是呢，吃饭的时候跟谁一起吃，却是一个很重要的课题。
But we must consider who are we eating with.
因为我们跟谁一起吃呢，就代表我们是跟他是和好的。
When we're considering who we're eating with, we are actually reconciling with this other person.
我们在吃饭的时候是好朋友。
When we're eating, we are best friends.
那这样我们就能够一起同心合意的来在教会的事工里面来努力。
At this, we can unite together to strive toward the holy work.
所以呢，宴席是一个欢喜快乐的一个机会。
So the feasts are joyful occasion.
让我们在宴席当中来和好。
So that we can reconcile with each other.
这是一个神给我们最大的祝福。
And this is the greatest blessing from God.
我们一起唱诗。
Let's sing him.
433首。
433.